time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 18th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Today is the day First Lady Jill Biden arrives in Sonoma County. Her plane is scheduled to touch down about 2:15, and she will then head to Healdsburg for a private reception at Puma Springs Vineyards. During her visit, motorists on Highway 101 and surrounding streets may notice an increased law enforcement presence. The CHP and Secret Service will escort her motorcade to and from the Healdsburg event. And while full road closures are not expected, rolling closures and delays are possible. Operations at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport are not expected to be impacted. Santa Rosa police have announced the arrest of six juveniles involved in a stabbing and robbery of a 41-year-old man in the Bellevue Ranch neighborhood last week. The attack took place near Bellevue Ranch Park, where the man was assaulted and stabbed 8 to 10 times, including one to the neck near his spinal column. Several witnesses called 911 and assisted the man until law enforcement arrived. Four suspects were arrested while heading to class on Wednesday, and a fifth was arrested while leaving home for a court hearing. The final suspect was already in custody for a probation violation. Their ages range from 15 to 17 years old. In sports, the Golden State Warriors say assistant coach Dejan Milosevic has died in Salt Lake City after suffering a heart attack. And your forecast, areas of dense fog this morning, then mostly cloudy with a high about 60. Tonight, cloudy skies, areas of fog once again, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain moving in and picking up in the afternoon, mid-50s for highs. On again, off again, rain on Saturday, heavy rain on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Be good to your skin. You'll wear it for the rest of your life. Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers numerous treatments to improve your skin and help you feel and look your natural best.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical skin-improving treatments. The experts, led by triple board-certified Dr. Greg Chernoff, have an impeccable reputation for providing procedures and treatments that provide exceptional results with minimal or no recovery time.
I had lines, wrinkles, and sunspots until I started coming to Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery. They gave me options, treatment plan, and I saw results. I'll only trust my face to the experts at Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery.
Contact the office and learn about new patient offers for Botox, dermal filler, and laser skin improving treatments. Visit online at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Check out their New Year offers. Click on specials at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, or in the process of rebuilding, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local, diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, I'm Vicki from Santa Rosa. We needed a couple of cabinets for a small half bath and decided to check out Cabinets 101. We were able to get exactly what we were looking for in the color we wanted, and we were able to find a beautiful countertop and sink for nearly half the price we had been quoted elsewhere. Stop in and see Stan at Cabinets 101. He is so knowledgeable and easy to work with. You'll be glad you did.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park or online at cabinets101.net.
102.7 The Wolf.
Time to kick off another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I'm Rick Michaels with Gloria Gaynor, some Aerosmith, The Police, R.E.M., and Elton John, and we'll rewind the year 1981. But right now, it's Bryan Adams on The Wolf.
I got my first real six-string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those
that time that I look in the mirror. All these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone. It went by like dusk to dawn. Isn't that the way?
Let's get another update on the roadway. Still showing signs of picking up from the Hodgin and Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
You're putting along into downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Wendy's. Northbound 101 bogging down as usual. Right about Golf Course Drive, you're going to be tapping the brakes all the way up to College Avenue. On the southbound side, let's call it sluggish pockets coming out of Fulton into downtown Santa Rosa. Southbound 101 getting out of Petaluma looks pretty decent, but it's really packed in at the Narrows. You can still plan on 70 minutes getting into Central San Rafael. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, about an hour and 15. Wendy's Breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles lets you choose your perfect duo from your fave four, like a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo single item at regular price. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing. Your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of
Wines, 1981. Hill Street Blues is television's most honored series of the decade. Retiring after two decades as anchor of CBS Evening News, Walter Cronkite is succeeded by Dan Rather. In Sonoma County, after hearing an SF reporter pronounce it Gurneyville, Sonoma County finally sets it straight with Gurnville. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1981.
102.7 The Wolf, it's Rick Michaels on this Thursday morning. Now, it's true, we do have two signals, 102.7 and 102.5. Basically, the 102.5 is going to be for the southern end of the county, I guess you could say. Right around Cotati Grade is 102.7, starts to fade out. Flip it over to 102.5 and take us in the Petaluma, won't you?
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
Time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 18th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The second phase of the College Creek affordable housing development in Santa Rosa is almost complete, and applications are now being accepted for the remaining apartments, but you'd better hurry. 150 people attended an application event last week, with 75